Hello.
Hi, Judy. It's Gretchen calling from Montreal again. Do you have a moment?
My name is Judy Rebick. I'm a professor at Ryerson University, a longtime feminist activist, and I'm here with eight Jewish and Israeli women who are active and involved in different things, but so upset about the Israeli assault on Gaza that we decided to do something extraordinary, and we're occupying the Israeli council. And we're not leaving voluntarily until Israel leaves Gaza.
Wow, so you guys are prepared to be there?
We are, but I don't think they're going to let us be here much more than a few more minutes, actually, because there's police here and they want us out of here. We're hoping to highlight in particular the fact that there's a lot of Jews and Israelis who don't agree with what Israel is doing, who aren't bamboozled by the propaganda, and who see this for the, you know, horrible human rights violation and war crime that it is. And those voices aren't being heard very much. So we figured we'd do something to lift those voices up and have them be heard more.
Some people might be worried that, no matter what they do, or maybe some people don't know even what the first step is. Perhaps you can, give some advice with regard to the kinds of action you'd like to see people taking.
Yeah, I think the first thing is our government is one of the worst governments in the world in supporting Israel. So to write to the government, to write to your member of parliament, everybody can do that and say, we want an end to this siege of Gaza, we want an end to this assault, and we want our government to do it. And then the second thing is there's demonstrations all over the country. There's, demonstration this Saturday in Toronto at the Israeli consulate. There's demonstrations in Montreal, right across the country, to join those demonstrations to make it clear that the people of Canada do not want to be complicit in this.
We are Jewish.
Okay, the police just arrived.
Well, thank you for your time.
Hello?
Hey, Miriam, it's Gretchen calling from CQT Radio Montreal. I just tried to talk to Judy. She had to go. Do you have a moment to tell us what's going on there?
Yes, it's a group of Jewish women who have gone into the Israeli consulate here in Toronto, and they've occupied the consulate, and they are being arrested and removed. They're in protest of Israel's actions in Gaza, invasion and a humanitarian crisis that's been created by the siege and the appalling violence that's been happening in Gaza, which has been instigated by Israel. And they are there to show that many of us as Jews are protesting the actions of Israel.
Now, Israel says it has the support of Jews throughout Israel and around the world, but your action indicates that that's not true.
That is not true, and that's what we're here to show, that this is not being done in our name. And we want to make that clear to the world that there are many of us Jews who do not support the actions of Israel.
Now, your action is clearly targeting the Israeli government. You're at the Israeli consulate in Toronto. Do you have any words with regard to the stance that the conservative government, the Harper government, has taken so far in Canada?
Yes. Our action is actually here at the consulate, but our press release definitely indicates that we are asking our Canadian government to sanction Israel's actions.
Now, do you hope your action will have any impact on the media?
Yes, well, that's why we're doing. I mean, I think that was what spurred on the action, was that we really wanted to make sure that people heard about us. The way we get heard is through the media. We want people to know that. People who are criticizing of Israel, and that's the hard, sometimes the hard place for people to be, whether they're Jewish or not Jewish. So I think when Jews take a stand against Israel, it has a particular impact, and we wanted to make that impact and make it clear that this is where we stand.
Now, do you have anything to say to people who are watching the media and perhaps don't know where to stand on this issue as it unfolds in Gaza every day, the deaths rising?
I think that the horrific reaction should be the human reaction. There's a lot of talk, which is sub-talk and I think propaganda talk about why. We do this because of this. We're doing this in self-defense. You cannot condone this. This cannot be condoned to go into a highly dense area of population, 60% under 18, and not expect innocent people to be killed. We cannot look at people as collateral damage. This cannot happen in our world. This is a human response. So the human response has to be the response. And we have a sign here that says, the people of Gaza are not alone. And I think that's what the world has to say. I can't rationalize this in any political way. This is not acceptable in any standard of human reaction. So I would encourage people to take their stand as humanists, humanitarian stand.
Well, Miriam, you're speaking with us outside of the Israeli consulate, where a number of Jewish women have occupied since 10:30 this morning. This is Wednesday, January 7th, in Toronto, Canada. It speaks to the kinds of actions taking place around the world. Did that serve as inspiration, the millions of people who have also taken to the streets worldwide to decry what's happening in Gaza today?
I hope that will be so, yes. Thank you so much.